Taoiseach holds out the prospect of increased numbers at this year's All-Ireland finals and semi-finals.
An outdoor summer means we can explore all that our beautiful island has to offer. But with that comes responsibility. Littering and illegal dumping blights our countryside, hurts our wildlife, and ruins our streets and beaches. Ireland, we can all play a part. No littering, no illegal dumping. It's our country, our waste. Bin it or bring it home. Brought to you by the Government of Ireland.
RTE Radio 1. Here I go
again. Whitesnake and Foreigner. See them live at Three Arena Dublin on May 10th. With very special guests, Europe. Tickets available this Friday at 9 a.m. from Ticketmaster. Whitesnake and Foreigner with special guests, Europe. Tickets available this Friday.
Music updates on RTE Radio 1.
Hello again, you're listening to the news at 1. The Taoiseach has indicated that the government will look at increasing attendances at this year's All-Ireland finals and semi-finals. The announcement is likely to come next week from Minister Jack Chambers. Regarding the relaxing of restrictions over the coming weeks, Mr Martin said that it will be a case of steady as she goes, as the government doesn't want to risk a derailment of what has already reopened.
Well, I mean, the government agreed that we would analyse what happens in August, reflect and monitor. I think when you read into the details, I think NPHET are saying somewhat similar things. If things get an uplift, you know, we'll monitor this. But yeah, I think it's steady as she goes. More or less what we said we do, we've done. The consistent message for me has been we don't want to go backwards. We don't want any derailment along the journey of reopening. That is important in terms of giving certainty and clarity to the different sectors.
The Taoiseach speaking this morning. Well, let's now talk to Cormac McQuinn, Irish Times political correspondent. Cormac, the Taoiseach sounded pretty upbeat there. I suppose vaccinations are going well. We have the walk-in centres opening this weekend. And he did have some encouraging words on reopening, but also keen, it would seem, to play down expectations of anything happening in the immediate future.
Yes, certainly he seemed in positive form with a gold medal in the Olympics to hail, and also the latest vaccination figures, which are to say it's impressive. I mean, 5.2 million vaccines administered, 71% of adults fully vaccinated, 86% partially vaccinated. So it was kind of an upbeat end of Dáil Éireann press conference at the vaccination centre in Swords. He, as he tends to do, though, did strike a note of caution. You know, he did still raise the issue of the Delta variant, but he did say that he's cautiously optimistic in terms of how further reopenings will be viewed when the government sit down at the end of August to reassess the situation and see how the country is going to proceed in the months following that.
What about the return to the workplace, people going back into offices? Eamon Ryan, the Green Party leader, was suggesting this morning on Maureen Ireland that's something we could see getting underway in September. But there are a lot of questions around that, aren't there?
Certainly, yeah. I mean, he kept returning to the issue of the vaccination programme and how so much depends on that and how it will allow the government to make these kinds of decisions. He was asked about the prospect of vaccination being a requirement for the return to work in September. Some major companies have indicated that that's what they'll be looking for from their workers, but he was not very positive on that one. He said that it would be a challenging subject in the workplace because you're talking about people's livelihoods and how that's a fundamental part of the workplace. So he said, you know, it's something that, you know, the government will seek to avoid, that sort of distinction between people who've been vaccinated and not vaccinated. But he also highlighted how Ireland's vaccination uptake is quite high in comparison to other European countries as well. So perhaps playing down the prospect of that being a major issue given the high rates of vaccination among adults.
And just finally, Cormac, any further developments in the controversy surrounding the appointment of Catherine Zappone to this UN post?
Well, for a second day in a row, a press conference with the Taoiseach saw questions on the issue and how he wasn't aware that there was a plan for the appointment to be made before it was discussed at Cabinet. Now, he has tried to play down the the significance of it. He talked, put in context of all the other big decisions Cabinet was making that day. But there are a couple of outstanding questions. Tánaiste Sliabh of Raichur did say yesterday that Mr. Bowen had approached Simon Coveney about the job. It's unclear whether whose idea it was to create the role in the first place. It's something that Taoiseach was asked about, and he indicated that that's the sequence of how all that occurred is something for Simon Coveney to clarify.
Strong comment and condemnation of this from the opposition parties. But what about disquiet within the government parties on the government backbenches?
Certainly, yeah, questions have been raised, particularly on how Micheál Martin was blindsided. There is some unrest within Fianna Fáil about that. It's an issue, I think, that everyone in government would prefer hadn't arisen in the last full cabinet meeting before the summer. And certainly the leaders of government want to try and move on for it. Micheál Martin said that himself a couple of times yesterday. But it's certainly an unwelcome development in the last week before the summer recess.
Cormac McQuinn, Irish Times political correspondent, thank you for that.